topics and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Yo. Nope. Radio BAM 628 Faction, Chad Eigensburg, Jesse Mahiras of CKY,
and Daniel Davies, and Company Bane.
And Company Bane?
Million.
Oh, now you're taking Bane's word? Natalie Jean Irwin and
I'm
Novak
for
of jail.
I'm a whore for hire.
Whore for hire? Where did I join up for that club?
If you need a whore on the drums, just...
Can I be that whore?
I'll be that whore.
Story of my life. I'll be that whore.
Whore on the drums? I don't think you can do that.
Jess is actually in like 5 bands if you think about it. How do you find time in the day?
Because it's
between 8 kids, 5 bands, a wife, fucking
a
big house.
8 children?
It's never really that bad until...
8 children? Eight. More like 3. Yeah, but 3 multiplied by 3 crying babies is like 12.
There was one year that I thought I was going to crack because I was doing 3 ums at once.
Did you do drugs to make yourself feel better?
Yeah, what made you feel better?
I don't know. I had a moment where I just... My brain just stopped.
So
I couldn't absorb...
That's what's happening to me right
one
now.
One more riff. In my head.
How did you make it through it? Like, honestly, did you write music? Did you play music? What got you through that hard time?
I just made an excuse, like, and then I took a couple days off.
Dude, when I lose my phone, I seriously feel like my life ends at that moment because I know when I turn it back on, I'm going to have 60 people to answer to about medium nonsense.
Yeah.
And people think that I'm, like, flaking on them, but...
You have
my phone,
reason.
I don't know where it is, and then I have to go get a new one.
And you lose a phone every 3 days.
Yeah, I know.
There's half a phone in your car right now, actually.
I know. Yeah. But that phone has memory in it, so if I lose my new phone, then I could get the old numbers
from
that
phone.
Well,
we should try to do that today, so you have one.
And you always get a nice phone. Just get a piece of shit.
I want one.
Get a prepaid, for fuck's sake.
Get a Cricket.
Just get a bunch and
go to 7-Eleven
and
buy one.
Lake when you're done with it.
Now, do you purposely lose your phone so you can just black out from the world and not have to deal with medium nonsense, as you call it?
No.
Yes.
Well, in the past week, I lost 2 phones, and the first reason was because... Tammy smashed it.
Okay.
Oh,
and
no.
then I got it. Oh, yeah, what's new? This is her third time doing it.
Was it intentional or accidental?
Oh, it's definitely accidental. That's big time accidental. Oh,
it was an accident.
She did not mean to do that. She would never break his phone.
She thinks that if she smashes my phone, then I won't go to L.A. and meet Nikki B because I don't have her number anymore. All I have to do is call up you or you or you or you and say, give me fucking... Nigga B's number now.
Jess, your brother
it's a
shows
love crime.
Up.
She loves you.
Your brother.
But what she doesn't know is that now I don't have Lil Wayne's number. Now that I don't have Yellow Wolf's number. Now I don't have all these like cool people.
It's
to
a crime
talk.
Of passion. She's not thinking about this thing.
The night that she broke his phone,
heart.
I guess his fight.
But
happened.
She doesn't know how much trouble it caused me. I get an emotional distress over
well,
all.
Well, that's women.
This fight happens like around 6 a.m. He shows up at my house at 7:30 in the Lambo with his whole passenger seat full of all of his paintings. He's like, "I'm staying here with all his paintings in his hand." I'm like, what happened? I told Tammy I'm flying to San Francisco to put all my paintings in her art show. He showed up at my house with like 15 paintings and no.
But then I went to the airport and I missed the flight, so I never made it.
My favorite was when you called me up and you were in Paris with Porcelain and you guys got into a fight and you just called me up and you're like, "Jess, get me a flight to Spain." I was like, "All right." I hop on Orbitz and he's like, "Call Javier, tell him I'm coming." And I was like, I don't know
Javier's
number.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, "Shut up, I know. Just go along with it." Because he wanted to be like on the phone, like, fuck you, bitch. Like,
we need a code word. Yeah. If I mention I need a layover in Cincinnati, that means go along
Cincinnati
with it.
Means just go along
Jess,
with it.
I need a layover in Cincinnati.
And it's not labor, layover.
Like, why would I go from London to Cincinnati to fucking
to
Madrid?
To Spain, yeah.
Well, make sure nobody listens to this radio show, then.
No, they can.
Mum's the
they
word.
They all have the code word.
All right, smorgasbord. Jess.
Smorgasbord.
At a smorgasbord. I don't feel like talking
about it. Smorgasbord, yeah. I just ate at some smorgasbord. Now get me the fuck out of here.
Dude, when's the last time you've ever gone to a smorgasbord? That has to be the most disgusting thing in the fucking world.
Ask Phil Booth and Ape.
Is that like a buffet or something?
Dude, of all like lasagna, meatloaf, fucking mashed potatoes, shit that's been out there all day.
I thought
who
that was
would
a
go
German
there?
Thing. It's not a German buffet. A
well, we're Pennsylvania Dutch, which is German.
Oh, that's true.
And Italian, but yeah,
we're a fucking mess.
You're just a mutt. This town's one big mutt. Get
my,
me the fuck
my
out.
My kids are even worse. Though. They're Croatian and everything we are.
Croatian and everything we are.
Speaking of Booth, didn't you try to eat out her pussy? Booth's my aunt. She weighs 300 pounds.
She comes over there today.
I'm telling you, and Phil was here too. Novak's chasing Booth around the kitchen.
She couldn't
trying
breathe.
To eat her pussy out.
She was, I kept making her sit on my face. She's like, I'll sit on your face. I'm like, don't
He's like
me
diving
at
her pussy and like sucking on it and smelling it through the pants.
And then she pours all this icy hot on my dick that I don't even know about because apparently my pants are down while I was trying to.
I did that once. It fucking hurts.
Yeah. Well, then
we poured hot sauce on it, and then we figured out that milk is the right way.
So
to,
I'm sitting here. I'm having a full conversation with my little ass dick and balls and a big cup of milk, and it actually works. Then I go home to Apple, and I'm like, come here, let me fuck you. She's like, you have spray paint, crusted up milk. Icy hot shit. You're not putting that in my pussy. So I get her to start fingering herself. I get her so worked up that she just can't take no for an answer. It gets way dirtier, but I have to cut that off.
No, you don't, really.
Dude, we were skating at Woodward one time, and I tried a handrail or something and landed right on my balls, and they hurt so bad. And somebody was just fucking with me, like, put this on there. I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, okay,
icy hot?
Some kind of medicine. It was icy hot. It was the worst.
And it doesn't burn to like.
I racked my nuts
later.
On a rail so hard that it hurt so bad I had to go in the corner and jack off to find out if it still worked.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
What'd you think of when you jacked off in the corner?
It just hurt so bad. I was like, fuck, I really need to find out if it
yeah,
works.
Yeah, that's a good question, Novak. What is it?
What turns you on in that much pain to make you come?
In a fast moment when you don't have time to think about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Third
Honestly, I think about ex-girlfriends.
Doing what, though? What are they
yeah.
doing?
What, yeah,
fun
Low
times.
Jobs, fucking,
what?
Fucking
Fun
ass.
Times.
Fun times?
All I right. think about fun times.
Oh, like what's memories?
Fun
your,
what's,
yeah.
What's fun in your times?
A whole bunch of shit. Maybe
I know
maybe
this
banging
little...
her out in the birthday in this very radio room.
Well, word on the street is she might trip into a threesome tonight, but as between him and Santa
Well,
Claus.
She's in a fuck rut. She hasn't fucked since November.
Fuck rut. It's a good punk band.
It's been since November.
I know, I love that, actually.
But I don't blame her, though, because it just causes problems.
It does. Yeah, it does, obviously, as you...
Does it cause internet problems, or does it cause jealous boyfriend problems, or does it cause, fuck you, why did you call me back on Friday?
Problems.
It's a combination of real life
Why did you call me back
problems.
On Friday?
You guys know about internet problems, probably.
I don't even read them, because there's so many.
You can't.
And they're all false.
There's
I can
so
write,
much
I fucked Osama. I never fucked Osama, but I'll write it. You know what I mean? Like, anyone can write anything is
you
what I'm saying.
You never fucked Osama, really?
I would if I could. Trust you me.
That's
but,
what sucks about
you know
internet.
What I'm
people
you can write
people
anything.
Could become so brave on the internet because...
Well, exactly.
Internet muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
Inverted internet cakes.
They don't know who you are, so you can be... Listen, like... Rihanna, your new song sucks. It's a piece of shit. Da, 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 da. She doesn't know who you are.
I'll
and,
be a tough motherfucker through text.
And then the best part is that as soon as... You like, for instance, I was doing an autograph signing, and somebody knew somebody who wrote that something about me that was super rude, and they were like, "See that dude right there waiting in line? That's Sean number one at AOL.com who was talking all that shit on you." I'm like, "Oh, that's Sean number one. All right, I can't wait." So he comes up, what's up? You know, he's like, "Hey, I just wanted to say I'm a great big fan." Really, Sean number one? Because last time I checked, I read your text. And you said that I'm a piece
you
of shit.
You called
asshole.
Him out?
I was in a bad mood that
say?
Night.
Kind of like that.
How much
that.
Stuttering shit?
It's just a whole bunch of.
I mean, like, I like you, but it was a bad day. It's like, shut the fuck
you
up.
You know what I want to know? What job does a critic have these days? Like, there used to be, like, critics.
There's no
remember?
Critic job because
everybody
is a critic now.
Like,
that's...
It's like, oh, if you're Roger Ebert, you could type on a Facebook, and if you're. Doug Smith from Alabama, you could write.
Listen,
and everybody's going to read it the same amount.
That That is the nature of the internet in society right now. Bam, I have been, my first official slander on the internet was because directly of you and me.
Go figure.
Both of us being assholes. But yeah, that really was the first time I had any introduction to
Was it a stranger?
Do you remember exactly what it was?
Oh, I know exactly
what it
was.
Say it.
It was really nasty, and it was personal information that was posted on one of those websites.
So was it somebody who knew you?
Knew, for sure.
Personally knew
And you don't, you still don't, to this day, know who it was?
But I mean,
not directly, but I'm pretty sure.
You have an idea?
At the end of the day, whether you win or lose the argument, you're still fighting via computer. So nobody really wins.
Well, nobody wins. It's horrible.
I think the reason why somebody would want to read Roger Ebert's thing is because it's a person that they are familiar with rather than a random internet guy.
At the end of the day, it's art, and everybody has their own opinion, and everything's valid. Somebody will see some movie and think it's amazing, and somebody will see it and think
You're right,
it sucks.
Jess. Everyone's point is valid. To an extent, everyone's point is valid. To an extent.
Of course everyone's opinion is valid, but at the same time, that gives people an excuse to have some sort of muscle or balls that they don't actually have in real life and get to be anonymous about
it. At the end of the day,
that's what blows about it as well.
Any press is good press. If they're talking about
you, Novak.
I don't give a shit.
Dude,
but
you can talk about me till the fucking sun goes down, man.
Yeah,
bring it
you
on.
Don't care.
Yeah, but I would love.
And look how happy I'm about it. You could say I fucked my mother and gave her AIDS every which way with Sunday. Like, I didn't, and I know I didn't.
But wouldn't
bring
you rather,
it on.
Wouldn't it be more fun if somebody did that to your face? I would love.
I'm not
for
a fighter.
They don't have the balls.
No, of course not. But I would love it. I would absolutely love it if somebody would just directly say things to me.
On WISP, they just played Lou Reed and Metallica doing a song together, and they said, everyone call in and tell me your thoughts. So the first person that called in, they said, I want to punch my ears right in the fucking face, because that song sucked.
The most accurate review I read was, it sounds like Metallica's rehearsing on some random riff, and a homeless, drunk old guy walked in and just started talking into the mic during it. And that's the album.
And was it funny?
Yeah, and then,
but that would make me want to buy the album.
But like, it's pretty accurate. It sounds like Metallica's just jamming on like a random riff, and then some dude walks in and just starts saying poetry.
Mm. I'm kind of into it.
You know what sucks? There's so many yes mans around for Metallica.
Oh, jeez.
But it's like,
that was very loud.
It's like,
Todd, is that
they don't have
worse?
Any real friends. Like, not one dude was there. Like, yo, guys, this is like,
this is
come
bad.
On, come on,
pull it together.
Every engineer in there, the producer, everybody
great job,
was just
best
like,
thing ever
this
heard.
Sounds great, guys.
Man,
yeah,
because
if they
Jesus
say no,
Christ.
Then they're not going to get their check. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a double-edged sword.
I was going to say, I've been on both sides of the table.
See,
I can dig it.
I'm on the other side of the table. When I show somebody an episode that I did, and they have to comment on it and find out what to change and what to fix and all that, they can't just look at it and say, good to go, laugh my ass off, it was great.
Yeah.
They have
too
to be
easy. Like, you have to change this one thing, and then the song on this one thing needs to change. They're just trying to make their jobs valid.
Like, James Hetfield doesn't have one friend that's like, yo, man, like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, but his one friend that would say, I don't know about this, isn't really calling too many shots. He's just he's a good friend.
So
and
they
needs
just
a
ignore
lot.
Him,
you know, but I see what, you know what I'm saying with your brother? People that are making 250 grand a year, they have to make their job valid. It can't be, really be like, best thing ever. Don't touch anything.
If you had
brilliant.
A job and everything that you saw was like,
perfect.
Good to go, perfect.
Why have you as that job?
Yeah.
But what if it is perfect?
Then we don't need that happening.
Yeah, but they have
position.
To make changes and cause everybody drama and hell.
I just don't know how they don't know. I mean, the dudes you
did,
they do know.
But what? Is that?
How do you make Master of Puppets and then make that and be like, yeah, yeah.
Because it was a different good. Time, Jesse.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Sig, where do you weigh on this at? You hear this? You know about music.
Did you hear the new Metallica, Lou Reed?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Wait,
what
have
you been?
I don't know, man.
Too busy miserable in your mouth?
What do they care about? What does Metallica care?
Yeah.
What
Jess,
people think
they're
about?
Wiping their asses with hundos. They don't give a shit.
It was something they always wanted to do.
They like cigarettes with hundos.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, Metallica has a new album out? No?
Yeah, with Lou Reed on it.
Really? I had absolutely no idea.
It's called
sure you probably don't know because nobody cares about it.
Did you guys, any of you like Stain Anger at all when that came out? What did you guys think about that, honestly?
I think that they should go back to Master of Puppet days, which will never happen.
They did that on the last record.
Death Magnetic?
Yeah.
I like the few.
Alright, I don't think anybody cares. They like
I think people figured out these days that, like, you can keep looping a drum beat and make it sound perfect when people don't want it perfect.
My problem with Death Magnetic.
Yeah. That's good about any, like,
listen to Pete Doherty. Everything he does is a mistake, and it sounds great.
Absolutely.
And it's emotional. He's singing his heart out, and he's missing tunes and shit, but that's what makes it.
But he feels it, and he means it.
Yeah. Here's why I didn't like Death Magnetic, because it starts out, and you're like, all right, yeah, like, this sounds like old school Metallica. And then the song just wanders off into nowhere land. And then before you know it, 6 or 7 minutes went by, and you're like, what the fuck? Is this the same song?
It's like a Grateful Dead song.
Yeah, like they haven't returned to the original
they
riff.
They just jam out for 2 hours during this first song.
Let's not talk about Grateful Dead.
It's like they just start playing, and then like they have somewhat of a song structure, and then it just goes into fucking nowhere jazz odyssey land.
That entire hippie era is so beyond me. Grateful Dead, I can't even listen to them.
But there was a lot of good drugs during that era.
Fam, you were a deadhead, weren't you?
When?
I saw Bam on Deadlock.
Trying to
buy tickets
to call Bam a deadhead.
Novak, you were never a deadhead. You weren't.
I was.
You were totally
I did go with that tour.
Did you?
Yeah.
I took Bam to a couple of fish.
Because everybody was a bunch of lying drug addicts.
Yeah, and I did it because I was still sponsored by Pal, and they all wanted to be like skater hippies.
Yeah.
So I'd go there with a brand new box of Pal boards and walk around and get loads of pills and drugs for one board. So I made out.
Be nice to get everybody fucked up on acid at your concert, and whatever you play, they're like, fuck man.
The best shit ever.
Fucking heard, man.
Not only are they high as a kite, they spin around in millions of circles, so they're dizzy and high.
It's
a fucking win-win for
a
musician, you know what I mean? Yeah. I could get up there and strum nothing, and they'd love me. They want to suck my dick.
That sounds like what I would get if I were tried for a horrible crime. That would be my punishment. I'm way too angry to ever enjoy fish or Grateful Dead in any capacity.
Drugs might make you happy. At times. Not now.
Which drugs make me happy?
I think I don't do them, but I think that ecstasy, I see people doing ecstasy and
what do you mean? You've done it for 14 years.
But I don't do them today.
I don't
do
ecstasy
today?
At all.
But tomorrow.
I'm clean today.
But tomorrow.
You're on red wine.
That's pretty clean. That says antioxidants in it, so he's healthy.
I'm actually clean, and you can vouch for that.
I'm not vouching for it. You're drinking red wine. Look at them all silent.
That was an awkward moment of silence. Everyone was looking around at each other.
I love those people, mostly California people, who eat like raw vegetables all day and then go do a speedball.
Under the bridge with fucking ocean water.
Yeah. That's not about being healthy. It's about being skinny.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
Difference.
But no, because they preach about health. Like, nah, don't eat that fucking fast food shit. Like, here, eat the fucking nice organic.
You can eat a chicken and ruin
your
body.
Hang on, let me go to the bathroom.
That's organic Coke.
Let's go eat an organic turkey sandwich and then do a fucking line of fucking zombie dust.
I'm a fucking transvestite. What is that?
It's like, somebody explained it to me once. It's like.
You did it.
I can't do that shit.
He has three kids. He doesn't do shit.
You shouldn't if you have three kids. It's good. Good for you.
It's like, you know, it's like Coke and blah, 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 meth or something. It amps you up. And then it's like a downer. And then you're like.
It's a speedball.
It's a speedball.
A zombie. Because the guy explained it to me. It's like you're a zombie because you got.
You don't need somebody to explain to you. Ask Novak. He's done it.
Why do you have some random guy explain it? I'll tell
I don't
you
know. Somebody was talking about it.
Tell
one
me
time.
About your
like,
best speed bow story.
Speed bow.
There's really only one which is the best ever.
What is it? But you've done it many times.
I did it billions of times. The best speedball story.
Like, honestly, a billion?
I probably did it at least, not even at least. I don't know.
100 to 200?
I did them probably about 200 times, I'd say. The best speedball story is a dime of cocaine. And $20 worth of heroin in one cap with a 60 of water on it. Pull that bitch up, shoot it, man. Sky's the limit.
But tell me what's the funniest story.
There is no story. It's me sitting in a room for the first 2 minutes. I'm scrubbing the walls with a toothbrush, and the next 8 hours, I'm sucking my own dick. If that's a funny story, have at it. That was my life for 2 years.
Can you actually reach your dick with your mouth?
No, but Bucky Lace.
Hell
can.
No, he can't. Bucky have Lace you ever seen can. His dick? It looks like a clopenus.
I have seen his dick. Of course, it's like
a clopenus.
How much are you getting if I could put the head of my dick in my mouth right now?
You
There's
can't.
No way you can.
All right, what do you got on it?
Everything. $1 million.
This whole house and everything?
$1 million.
Wait, it's flaccid. Does it need to be erect?
You cannot touch your dick with your mouth.
If I could do it, what would you
I'll
do
give you $1 million.
You'll call Phil and have
because I know you can't.
I'll rip this bitch off for $1 million.
Well, if you rip it off, then that doesn't count because it's attached
from
your body.
Maybe he's got a really flexible back.
Please don't rip your dick off.
I don't want to see that at all.
Like, why would he do that for the fucking radio show?
Try.
He's not going to try.
You're not going to do it.
I'm not gonna rip it off, you idiot. No,
you're not gonna touch it.
That's disgusting. You know?
Oh my god, what are you?
Is this illegal?
You need to at least get it erect.
He's pulling on it.
It's never
you're
gonna work.
You're nowhere near it, man.
If I lay on my back,
you need to stretch.
Bucky can do it. I'll call Bucky.
He's
do some yoga
hard.
First.
Call Bucky.
Now he's down on the floor.
Downward dog.
Bucky's a flexible skater, unlike you. And
Novak's laying on
push
his back.
Push your legs up. And not to mention, he probably has a bigger dick than you do.
Push
I'm not going to push
no back.
My leg.
Probably
no
has a bigger
There's
dick.
No way you're going to reach it.
It's pretty disgusting.
Is he there? I can't see him.
You're never going to reach.
It's not going to happen.
I should have bet against this. What were you going to give me
hey,
if you
no
didn't
back.
Do it?
No back. I'm a contortionist. I can stretch you out.
Can you eat your own pussy?
I've never actually tried. I think that's actually...
Can you put your lips on your pussy lips?
I think you actually would have to, like, the rumor, the urban legend, you have to remove a couple ribs to do that. I'm pretty sure.
Did
never
you know
that
Franz dated a girl that could eat her own pussy
I don't
and he would bang
that.
Her out? It's, that's what he said.
Why isn't Joe Franz here right now? I think we failed earlier today and I'm calling him to come in tonight.
Franz hasn't been around in a very long time.
I know. Yeah. None of us have seen Franz.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, we don't know
He's
what's
He's on
the
bigger
him.
And better things. We're no longer important in his life. Yep, I said it.
We're
no
the
bet.
Most important.
Can you play track one over Turbo Negro? It's
yep.
called Atom Bomb.
It's called...
I'm going to drop it.
Radio Bam.
Serious 28 Faction.
It's not 28
Mom's the
anymore.
Word.
Well, Serious 52 Faction.
I don't think he's that 52,
right, 54. Serious?
41.
XM 41, 52, Faction 49, 89,
Sounds
67.
Like a lottery drawing, man. Oh, get
boy.
It right, Serious.
That's way too many numbers.
I didn't buy a ticket for this.
Oh, yeah.
right now if you want.
No, Radio Bam.
I want that girl to come here.
Chad Ginsburg, Jesse Mejias, Natalie Jean Irwin, Novak.
Mum's the word.
I've been sitting on the couch for like 5 days.
Chad wants to know why.
Yeah, I do. What? You don't think that's entertaining, but I think it's just fine.
Because this is why. I'm super tired and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And then I try to be a good boy and sleep from...
Be a good boy.
It'll be 10 o'clock at night and somebody will be, me and all boys. I'll be like, nah, I'm going to go to bed today.
Just tell Cleveland no.
I'll sleep from... No, I'll be awake from 10 until 7 in the morning trying to sleep.
Yeah, get used to it. That's how we do it.
Yeah, but if I would have just shut up and went to the bar and then came back,
you shouldn't
I
shoot.
Would have been in bed by 2 o'clock.
You would have shut up and went to the bar, you wouldn't have made it to the bar.
Shut up.
No, if I would have just shut up and went to the bar.
With a U, not an O.
No, I'm not Novak.
All right, you're right.
I would have shut up and went to the bar any day of the week. But I'm not Bang.
The point of being a good boy is to like Bang rest up so you can have fun.
Yeah, but,
fun.
Is resting fun? If you lay there for 8 hours and not sleep, is that considered sleepy resting?
No, that's terrible. That's what I do every night.
It's resting awful. Your body. You're not like getting REM sleep, which you need. But
I'm resting my body.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but is your are your
as long as you're
racing?
Not fucking loaded.
Yeah.
See, that's there's no rest there. That's why I'm awake all night. I don't get rest because my thoughts just won't stop all night long.
That's me.
No rest.
That's me.
I sent you a text.
I think about everything. Like,
it could be
everything.
Adderall,
I was going to say, that could be pills.
I knew you were going to say that, but
no,
it's not true.
I got the Ritalin.
It doesn't really matter.
It does.
It has nothing to do with it.
I actually
you need a
I agree with Sid.
No, because,
It does, dude.
No, okay.
It really
for the
does.
Past
when
month,
I used to take Adderall, I couldn't
no,
sleep.
I haven't got my prescription refilled for a fucking month, and the same thing happens. Is what happens is I think about everything. I'm like,
yeah, just maybe, with me.
Like, here's my thoughts.
That's all
right. Maybe I should go to Madrid and hang out with Javier, and maybe we'll fly to Istanbul, and I've never been there before. Oh, a backside lip slide to fucking nose.
There's nothing wrong with some thinking.
Has anybody done that yet?
Do you go to sleep and just pitch black with no sound, with no noise?
Yeah, then I just stare at the wall.
See, I can't do that. I need a fan.
I try to do
or like a fucking TV on.
Yeah,
I sleep
the way. Any noise. Yeah. Like noise.
But my thoughts are everywhere.
Yeah, but I do the same thing.
Should I got a divorce? Should I have went back with her? Maybe I like this girl. Maybe a kickflip backside lip slide is what I should have done on Monday. Like maybe I should have told that dude to fuck off when I really wanted to, but I didn't because I was too much of a pussy. Maybe I shouldn't have told that dude that I spit in his face. You know, like it's everything everywhere.
You need to fucking have some background noise to distract.
If you want
your
background
thoughts,
noise, it's me trying to hear you because it's not working.
Or read. Like, fucking just read a little bit.
Something that's
bed.
Not your life. You have to extract.
Oh, yeah.
Let
me read, Jess.
No, seriously. Like, you get so tired after reading, like.
Read the situation.
You're tired because you have to deal with four.
You gotta deal with
three
four
whiny
shitty
kids.
Ass dipes.
I'm
dipes
tired because I have fucking Lyme's disease. I'm
how
old's
London?
Do you meet Pete Daugherty again?
He's gonna be 3 in April.
I tell London. He cries when he's tired.
Did you meet Pete Daugherty?
And then Ape is like. Are you tired, London? I'm like, London, grow up. If you're fucking tired, then don't cry about it. Cry if you fell down the stairs or something.
Grow up.
Cry if you broke your arm.
He's 1 and a half.
Don't cry if you're tired. Grow up.
Grow up.
Pick a valid reason to cry.
He still has to grow up.
Well, grow up.
I think probably
hurry
more
up
than
and
anything,
grow
it's
up.
That your life is super interesting and you can't stop your thoughts. There's nothing you can do about that except make your life real boring.
Medicine.
Or you can take pills, but fuck that.
Well, then I'm just gonna be awake and annoyed.
I know. I texted you.
I seriously fall asleep. I'm tired as shit, but I'm awake. And 7 in the morning will roll by, and I'm watching TV trying to fall asleep, and then I'll finally go to bed. And then once I'm in bed, once I fall asleep, then I'm officially tired, and then I can't get out of bed till like 5 at night.
Oh, so you'll be able to stay asleep once you fall asleep.
Once I'm asleep, yes. I can be asleep.
That's good, at least.
Kind of like Darren. Darren claims that he can't sleep, but once he's asleep, he goes into a coma.
Because He's been on some... Darren, I don't know, I'm speaking for you. Darren might probably have been on medication for so long that his sleep patterns are so fucked up.
I'm not really on medication,
well, okay,
though.
But whatever your case is, you're not on a sleep pattern like your brother or like or your dad or your mom. Me neither. I don't sleep at night.
Because Jess has a schedule.
Exactly. That
I can I do whatever I want whenever
That's
I want.
What I'm getting to. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have a schedule, but when I do fall asleep, I sleep pretty sound for a while. But it might not be from fucking 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. You know, I might sleep.
Yeah, I stayed at every house the other night. I caught you farting up a storm.
he woke up in the middle of the night with me sitting on my
front. Oh, and then you clogged the toilet.
Yeah, dude, fuck, my bathroom turned to butt city, dude.
He's like, Bam,
butt city.
Bam.
I woke him up.
He woke me up because I was sleeping on his couch. Bam, do not go into the bathroom because it smells like fucking butt city. I just clogged the toilet. I'm going to Barback's house to get a plunger. I'll be right back.
Dude, you know what I learned? If nothing else works for me, I will be a
plunger.
Was
there shit on the ground?
Dude, it was so bad.
Was there shit on the ground?
No, but this piss made on the ground. Because I shit a hangover shit. You know where it's like muddy and just coming nonstop? And I kind of realized it, but I was in denial that before I even flushed the toilet, when I started taking the shit, it was about this far from the brim or the rim, which is what, like an inch or two. So then when I'm done, I couldn't even wipe my ass. I'm like, wait, I think this is too high. So I flush it. Fucking tornado hits, dude. Before I even cleaned it up, I had to get in the shower to wash my ass out because
I
couldn't wipe it. You don't.
If a toilet starts overflowing and going There's all over your
you
own house,
you gotta wait.
You're fucked. Yeah.
You can't wait. No, you can open up the back and then try to stop it.
Back
right?
of what, asshole?
The back of the toilet.
It's too far.
You
past
just don't
that
know
point.
How to work it.
Once a toilet is overflowing, you can't turn water valves off. You're past that point.
I declare shenanigans about this.
Oh, yeah? Well, go look at my fucking bathroom.
Yeah, because you didn't open up the back.
Spotless as a virgin.
Some girl came over my house like years and years
ago.
Did
you fuck her?
No.
Pussy.
But she let the toilet overflow
Ew,
uncontrollably
shit?
And then shut the door and then just forgot about it.
Did she actually forget?
She didn't forget.
Well, I mean, she just like didn't say like, yo, you know, like she let
was
me
she
like.
Embarrassed then?
Why would a hot girl be like, I just clogged your toilet, sorry. I'd fucking flee the scene too, Jess, if I was a hot girl
but,
and did that.
Dude, it was a nightmare, man. Like I had to replace the floors in the bathroom.
Wow.
Anyway.
What was
it
on
was
the
like
floor?
Hardwood floor.
Shit water.
Was it? Yeah, shit.
Was
shit
water? Was there like a log laying?
The wood warped.
Log laying by the door?
I don't think so.
Were you
and
walking on
the
log
about land? The wood didn't warp because of water. The wood warped because of shit water.
Shit water.
Yeah, shit water.
Your fucking walls are engraved with shit. How's that feel?
Feels pretty great.
What did Callie say about it?
Hey,
she got mad too.
Was Kelly the one who invited her over?
Was it Kelly's friend or your friend?
It was. We had a bunch of
Jess
people
could
over.
Never invite over a girl that's a friend.
Was it cousin Jessica?
No.
There's no way in hell.
Do you still call her shitwater?
I don't know who it is. Like,
you know who it was, Jess.
You know who
there
it
was probably
you
like
know who it was.
40 people there, so who? How can you tell?
Can we bring shitwater in?
How did Nobody's you know it was a girl?
Because it was girls
yeah,
going
good
to the
point.
That's a
Chad,
very good
fuck
point.
Yeah,
the dudes,
Chad,
the dudes were
yeah,
there. Very good
that
point.
Female
turd. How do you know it was
how
a girl then
girl?
If you don't know who it was?
And you said it was specifically a girl.
The dudes
how
were,
do you know?
Were yeah. outside smoking and pissing in the bushes.
Oh, so
no guy had to take a
Jess,
shit that night?
You have holes in your so. Story like
dude,
a piece of Swiss.
You were going to prison,
wait,
bitch.
Wait, are you shit water?
I have an idea.
Maybe you're shit water.
I have an idea
are you
who I think it is.
Who is it? Say her name.
Kelly.
You don't know her. I don't think you guys know her.
Well, we might. I'm pretty popular.
Is her
about
name
town.
Kelly?
No.
Is her last name Margera?
No.
Does she have three kids with a guy?
It's her house. You would be like, oh, shit, my toilet's overflowing.
Does she have three kids with a guy named Jesse?
Huh?
Does she have three kids with a guy named Jesse?
No, Jess, seriously. If you said it was a girl, which is the story you just told, how do you know?
You
yeah,
said
you
a
said
girl.
You don't know who it was because there's 20 people there.
I have an idea of who it is.
Grandma Conjar.
Who was it? You know who it
you
was.
You do.
I don't want to say because I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure.
Do you hear the stutters?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you think that it was a girl, you must have one specific one in mind.
I narrowed it down to
what,
about
was it, a pink
10
turd?
Or 20 minutes of when it happened.
Yeah, was it a pink turd? With
did you make charts and graphs about this?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we narrowed it down, and it's like... Definitely.
Who's
wanted.
We? Now it's we.
Me,
we narrowed it.
Me and Kel figured
There's
it out.
So Kel knows too.
But I don't want to say because it's not. It might not have been.
But so. It could have been.
Yeah,
Nate's
know.
Wife.
No, no. If you have a gut feeling, you're probably right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this is like Law and Order right now. It's getting really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty much like
you know when you have that gut feeling about like when things just start adding up and it's too much of beyond a coincidence to, you know,
is that like the other night at the bar when Tammy told your girlfriend, remember? Yeah. And then like everybody was like, yeah, she said it, and she's like, no, I didn't. And then my favorite was Bam, like, was like, just I don't want to deal with it right now, and like did this, like kind of pushed her a little bit, and then she's like,
she acted like she got punched by Mike Tyson.
Dude,
who did you push?
And then
listen, I'm not kidding.
For the rest of the night, like I would like
this
like,
is
Bam
what
pushed
fucking
me, and then I fell off my chair and knocked
this
her
is what sucks
bar.
So bad.
I'm like, Bam,
this is what sucks.
Son of a
you owe me $1 million.
Yeah. Tap me on the shoulder. This is me and Tammy in argument. Do it again.
No, it was like chair
it's like worse than
over, and you
it was way worse
over
than that.
Thing.
That was mellow compared to what really happened.
That was Tam's? Tam's in that?
If I'm like, Tammy, you're pissing me off like that, she'll like fake fall and then fake smack her head and then roll around like she's convulsing.
And we were having fun with that. Production took it to a whole new level. I touched him and he like fell down the stairs, basically.
Tammy, she got into
stunts. I remember when she claimed Novak stepped on her head. And
on that Scranton tour. Yeah. That was the reason why she
that cost me $500.
And it was my fault.
What, for the emergency room?
Yeah.
It cost more than that.
It might have been five fucking grand.
I didn't even touch the bitch.
No.
She probably got CAT scans.
Yeah, Novak was. This is what happened. Novak
and
G. You and G started arguing, and then him and G got into a fucking full blown fist
RV.
Fight.
You and G got into a fist
Accidentally tripped over Tammy, and then Tammy fell down, and then Novak's stepping on her head while he's punching G, not paying attention that his foot is on Tammy. So he's like going like this to Tammy, not knowing it, and punching G in the head. So then, and I knew she was fine, but she's like, she wanted attention. So then I had an ambulance come. Then I got either a $500 ticket or a $5,000 one.
The next morning, I get my door kicked in. Fuck, gave Cleveland a black eye. You sent Tammy to the emergency room. I'm like, wait, what happened? I had no clue of anything.
Either way, you costed me that money.
I didn't know. Your girlfriend.
No, because you're stomping on her head,
but
punching
G. You just said it. You said,
if you never would have started yelling at G, none of this ever would have fucking happened.
You just said Tammy wanted attention. You just said that. I didn't.
She wanted attention, but if you never would have done what you've done, none of this ever would
have
happened.
She did not have to go to the emergency room, and you know it.
Back up. What does G do to make you guys so pissed? Because you punched him the other day, too.
Yeah, asshole.
And knocked over a computer.
What does G do?
Yeah, what does G
like,
do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't hang around.
G yesterday.
Yeah.
I just got a new phone.
G is one of the most quiet, gentle guys.
That's why I hate him.
Oh, okay.
I just got a new phone, and somebody's like, yo, Twitter me a thing. And I realized that I didn't set up my Twitter on this phone because it's a brand new one. G sets up my stuff. So I'm like, G, what's my password? Well, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then no one knows.
You're
the one
who
did it.
You're the fucking guy.
So what's my fucking password? Hang on. Give me like a minute. Turns out he doesn't know what the fucking password is. It's like, I pay you and hire you to easy, simple things like know my password.
That is true. That's what you do.
And then I call you up and I say, what's my password? I got a new phone. And you tell me you don't know?
So
well, then what do I pay you then for?
And you should punch him. I agree.
So that's
punch
why you
him.
Got into the
punch
fight.
Punch him right in the face.
Or I could punch his bank account in his face and then put it back in mine.
Didn't it come... oh, man.
Punch his bank account in the face and put it back.
Sometimes punches in the face don't fix anything.
But sometimes
what were you arguing over when you broke the computer?
Sorry, G.
He broke it.
Yeah, what was that argument?
It was me telling him that me paying him the amount of money that I'm paying him is not worth it because I figured out that half of your job is to do Twitter acting like you're me. And I realize how easy it is. You just go on Twitter, click on your phone, and then you type a message,
dude,
and then
Twitter
you hit
all
send.
Day long.
That'll be a grand.
But he acted like it's like a fucking Pro Tools event. Like,
Of course.
You know, like.
Why don't you give me G's job?
But I realized how simple
it
was,
Twitter
and I was like,
Bam?
I Big pay time. You.
You should Twitter $2,000.
Well, it was originally to do your website and all that.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He doesn't update the website. He updates the photos.
Yeah, he does update the photos. That's about
which
it.
Which is pretty much like doing Twitter.
Yeah.
That's like,
I think actually Novak should totally be your Twitter.
People
update.
Do pay.
I don't know how to do it.
People
I
to advise them on Twitter.
All day long. You want
to
read my Twitter?
Yeah,
today?
But you don't know how to go on my website.
That's not my job.
And, you know what? I don't. I almost.
Everybody
I don't
always...
want you knowing my codes.
Give me your code.
Hey, speaking.
I'm
of
not going to give you your
speaking
codes.
Speaking
your 385.
Speaking
fuck.
Of your codes. 50/50. On Novak's Twitter, he did put your gate code up.
He did that.
Why would you do
you
that?
You did that, idiot, talking to Dave England.
Well, then you did it.
He did it.
And your gate code hasn't changed.
The current one? Oh, you should probably change.
You don't remember that? You
it's still alive.
Don't put me in the doghouse. You did that.
And now that it's on the radio,
you're the definition of
Phil,
a doghouse.
Jesse, tell Phil to change it.
Oh, well. Wait, if anybody, any hot
make
babes
a new code 3825. Fuck.
Make it 3.
Wait,
don't tell anyone.
Change it. If any hot chicks want to use a double and a dildo, they should totally come in and use your gay code.
Let's do ass.
Maybe you should.
No, I'm not doing it.
Trip your ass into my mouth and let's do it.
Listen, fuck rot. Maybe you should.
Let's get you out of your little fuck rot.
I'm surprised there's not people here.
If there's any girls out there and the gate code has not been changed, if you want to participate in this double-ended dildo...
Well, there's a double-ended one, so if you're one girl showing up, then Fuck Rot Natalie needs to be on the other end.
We got Fuck Rot Natalie and a random fucking homeless girl outside. Who wants to fuck?
Wait, one or the other? Is that the...
No. I got him. Yeah.
Listen,
no,
bitch, I'll back anybody.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
You're so quiet tonight. I want to know what you're thinking about right now.
I'm listening to the radio show. It's my job.
Do you have any thoughts?
What do you think about right. Cleveland?
What did anybody ever do this to you? Come over and vent about their girlfriend or whatever, and then for hours, and then you just have a bash session, and then they come over the next day with them? Like,
a what session?
A bash session.
Bash.
Like seriously, just go off and like, yeah, fuck her. That bitch sucks. And then the next day, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, oh, hey. Like,
were you talking about shitbirds?
Yeah, so bad.
I can tell.
And a million people. There.
Dude, it was like it's with Porcelain Black. She'd be like, bam, fucking broke up with me, da 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 da. And then she would tell all of her fucking friends that, and then we'd sort something out, and then I'd be over there, and then she'd walk in with me, and I could tell that I could just tell that she rant and raved all night.
And don't show
it.
Up the next day with that person with a big smile on your face like nothing's wrong. At least give me something like, oh man,
because you don't know whether to be nicer.
Like, don't pretend like we didn't just like bash.
And you know, like, 40. He went and told her, like, Jesse don't like you, like, my friends don't fucking like
you.
I was just hanging out with
like you. Jesse don't like you, Jesse don't like you, don't even fucking like you.
Oh, hey guys.
It's so fucking uncomfortable, man.
Why do you guys do that?
You do, girls do it too.
No, I don't mean dudes. I don't mean the male sex. I just mean, is there a reason that happens?
It's because people make up and then when you have to be somewhere, you have to be somewhere.
I don't know anything about relationships. I don't.
Because you're in a fuck right.
Because you're in a fuck right, you little house.
Why a fuck right?
Trip into a threesome. Get out of that fuck right.
How hard is it to get laid? You're a pretty girl.
It's,
what's up?
It's too much
talk
trauma.
To her, Sig.
Too much trauma. Well,
no, it's that every dude is like gay now, it seems like.
No.
It's not about that. It's about people talking shit about it.
Exactly.
And then also, maybe the guy likes her more than she likes him, so it's like, look, I'm in L.A. and I'm going back to Philly. Like, I have no plans on dating you. Oh, so you just... have I been used then?
What, am I just your fuck while you're in town?
Am I just your little fuck Los Angeles buddy?
Have you a little Los Angeles pussy?
I was planning on dating you. I was showing you I liked you.
Yo. I introduced you to my family.
I feel bad for girls today because every time I go out and I see dudes, they're like...
Can I get some soup and salad?
Like, they're all gay now.
Soup and salad.
Yeah, like, it's seriously... it's crazy.
Soup and salad.
Like, dude, I... like, you never see a dude like, hey, what's up? Let me get a beer. You know, it's always like...
This is my... This is
how I feel about that.
From my perspective, my issue with it more than that is...
it's emo. See, everybody's emo.
But not that, but because of the age that we're in, the internet age, the social media age, everybody knows everybody's business, okay? So if there's any kind of tryst going on, I don't date people because I just can't. I have too much work or whatever. So if I'm going to be with a guy... if there's any sort of drama, as the girl, I take the entire brunt of that. The guys never have to deal with any shit. Anytime I get involved with any guy, it's always on my shoulders. Always. So I just don't deal with that. That's exactly why I'm in a fuck right.
The single girls that I know bring their boyfriends or whatever to my house, and I'm just like, is every dude gay? Like, they're wearing, like, Tom's
maybe
shoes,
if you're
like,
not
girl
gay,
shoes.
If you're not
like,
gay, fake being on? Gay works better because... because it's your... it's
I don't
like,
understand.
It's like, oh, sweetheart, you look so good in that...
there's no threat.
Oh, and the scarf matches so good with the shoes. Mm. And then they
That's
connect.
Every dude now.
Are you talking about Louis?
No, I'm talking about like
Aww,
every
here.
Dude.
I miss Louis.
I miss Louis a lot.
He was supposed to.
He was going to come up tonight. I tried to convince him, but he's got a lovely girlfriend now. And he's
Is he living in Philly
but
now?
Yes. Guys that look gay that aren't gay get loads of pussy.
That's true.
Whatever,
you get a guy on stage that's a lead singer that looks like he's gay, I want to fuck him, but
pretty,
they won't fuck me, but they'll get a lot of pussy. You understand what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion.
It's
I
true.
I feel bad.
Bam, you remember?
You feel bad for how much pussy is getting?
I feel bad. Maybe I'm getting old, but I feel bad for young people today.
You're getting old.
Because it's like, we had guns.
I don't even
just
get
hear me
that.
Out. Hear me out. I've said this. I've had this said this before, but
yeah.
We had GNR, Metallica, shit like that. What do they have now? Blink 182?
No, that's old.
That's 20 years
ago.
That's
20
years ago.
That was
25
years
ago.
Just buy a coffin. Fuck.
Blink 182 is like
now
the Metallica.
Funeral party.
Go buy a gravesite.
Blink 182 is doing reunion too.
You even said My Chemical Romance. That's even outdated.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah.
It's awful. And
you know what's awful?
Each new band
me
is
realizing that you're old.
Worse than the next.
And you're only one year older than
actually,
I guess.
No, music's kind of in a cool place right now. I think music's in a decent place.
Go well, buy Jesse would
I
want to
kill
go
myself.
Go buy a plot,
today.
Dude, because you're going to die soon.
Well, no, you know what? There is good bands out there, but they sell like 800 copies.
Who are they? Well, no, I know you have good taste in music.
It's just,
yeah.
That's how
there is good music out there, but you got to fucking dig to find it.
That's how the music industry is now, though. Obviously, you guys would probably know. More than me.
Even television shows suck. Movies are terrible too. I just canceled my cable. It's
your whole cable.
You don't
cancel
need it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cable.
Really?
Yeah. The thing is,
everybody's out of ideas.
And if you, listen, here's the best part. If you're a musician, you can't like this. You can't like a new band. Darren, for instance, if there was a new death metal band that sounded just like Malevolent, fuck them. They suck. Why do they suck? Sounds just like Malevolent. Well, you love Malevolent. So shouldn't you love it because it sounds just like them?
That's not true, man. I fucking love, like, The Sword is a brand new band. Like, there's a million fucking good bands.
Gautier. New band, Gautier.
Because you're not a musician.
But no, it's the same thing we're just talking about. If there's heart and passion behind something, it will always stand out, no matter what's going on in the industry at all.
I just
you know what? And Chad will back me up on this. If you've been doing music for a long time,
Chad's
you can see the posers
G.
from a fucking
and
mile
the Plasmatics,
away.
And it'll never change.
Fucking
what absolutely. If there's a new Plasmatics?
My favorite band is
a Beatles. What if there's a Wendy O. Williams that is hotter than Wendy O. Williams and sounds better than Wendy?
I would love.
There
a,
hasn't been yet.
I would
but
love
if,
a new
if
Wendy
there
Williams.
Was, you wouldn't say, "Bam, this is my new favorite band."
Bullshit! I give it up for anybody
oh,
that impresses.
What
about?
I'll give you $1 million if that ever happens.
I challenge. Somebody to be Wendy Williams.
The guy.
I
reminded
that.
Me of fucking G.G. Allin.
El
Diablo?
El Diablo. I think so, yeah.
No.
Have you ever heard
El
of him?
Duce.
El Duce. How do you know?
Do you like him?
From the Mentors, yeah. He's great.
El Duce.
How good is he? Is
but
he
no, like
He me, was run over by a train.
When, yeah. When you've been doing music pushed for a long him. Time, you could see
you
the
he
fucking
pushed,
poses.
He was
well,
killed?
That's an art. That's
well,
he's killed or
he passed a lie detector test saying that he got
that
hired.
He hired his friend to kill Kurt Cobain.
No, Courtney Love.
How come police Grant. Officers in Seattle can't figure out, like, there's all these investigative reports.
They're all
there's so much files. I found a piece of hair on your pair of jeans. It links you to the thing.
There's so much red tape.
There's no red tape
so
on a Kurt Cobain.
Well, I mean, you need, like, so many different ways to prove it to convict somebody.
Yeah, but I don't even think they gave a fuck. They were like, well, he was suicidal. He must have killed himself. Did you do any forensic research?
I believe he killed himself.
With the help of Courtney.
Oh, well, if Novak thinks that, then he must be right.
Dude.
With the help of Courtney, is that you said that?
I got my GED in prison. I'm
Do you
pretty
think
smart.
They did it together,
you got
Chad?
A GED, he's right.
I'm pretty smart.
Between them?
You Chad, should... what do you think happened? Did Courtney,
I'm just Kurt? Distracted by you saying you got your GED in prison. Did you really?
I really did.
Oh, really?
My mother framed it.
And then,
also, he got acupuncture.
But no, once he got his GED and passed it, he got a pizza party with root beer.
Really?
And Brother's Pizza.
It was a root beer and pizza.
That sounds
and he,
awesome.
He got to invite 10 of his favorite cellmates.
Jihad
That's,
came.
I'd buck, like buck, that buck, buck.
Jihad came?
I sound like him.
Was it hard to get a GED in prison?
Big time. I studied my dick off.
I got my GED when I was like 17.
Dude, that was only. I never would have got
Instead
it.
Instead of graduating?
Go
Bam, yeah. You got your GED, right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
You did.
Yeah.
I graduated.
How
were
you?
Like,
what
did
year?
You graduate?
Not what year, but how
old were you? It's called A-.
How
I don't know how.
How are you?
It's called an A minus.
But I got my actual diploma. I don't know how I
did I get my GED? It's called an A minus, faggot.
Bam, did you get your
GED?
I think he's lying.
This is the GED side of the table. This is the actual high school graduate.
Three of us dropped out in this room out of five.
I dropped out too.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's lying.
Some of the smartest motherfuckers in the world.
I definitely did.
It's true.
How old were you when you got it?
I was 18 or 19, and I was trying to prove to Michelle Morrison's dad that I could...
You're worthy.
Right. And he's like, you should probably go to college, all this shit. I was like, yes, sir, yes.
I was like,
I'll get my GED to prove it. Then after a little while, I was like, what am I thinking? Fuck you. I want to go skateboard. Like, I don't care.
You know what you should have here? Because I really don't want to leave to go to the bathroom because this is a really interesting conversation. Remember, have you ever seen on
triple
bars?
Dick threesome?
Have you ever seen on those bars, underneath bars, the old school style that had the little trough underneath?
Me and Novak have a bar.
You should have...
You want to see it?
Wait, a bar?
What, you got good aim, Natalie?
I could probably aim. If you had a little
you
trough...
You want to see it, fuck rat?
You want to get you out of your little fuck rat problem?
If you want to piss on the floor, you wouldn't be the first.
Can I just pee on the floor right
or
now?
Or the last.
Yeah.
Pee in my mouth.
Per se. Pee in his mouth. I'll jerk
off to
Jesse. I don't
want to pee in anybody's mouth.
You pee on the floor. Novak will try to suck his own dick. And it'll be a great...
Yeah. We'll turn us to a Gigi Allen concert. Game on. Action.
I really do
Whammy.
Feel like there's not enough girls in here, though. There should be some girls in here doing some crazy shit.
There is a dick farm in here.
A little bit. And the only girl in here wants to pee on the floor, so you're not
doing very
well. You
know what, though? When girls get together, they get all jealous of shit. Like,
they want a safe face. Like, I'm not going to be a scumbag in front of her. You know what I mean? If there's no other girls, she'll be a scumbag. She'll be, you know what I mean? Not her per se, but...
It's like there's definitely a weird competition thing going on.
Yeah, if there was a girl, if there was a hot girl here who was a stripper and they were giving a lap dance to two dudes, like, the girls who were sitting here would be like... Get that little fucking slut.
I wouldn't.
Well, that slut's making everyone happy.
Wait, no, I'm requesting that. I would love that to happen right now.
Stick around. That was real.
That was pretty bad.
Is that a fart?
I told you I've been shitting blood since I came home, dude.
God.
That was a burp.
So I shoved a cigar blood on the mic.
I'm trying to bring hot girls in.
I shoved a cigar.
I don't even remember.
Stick around, Natalie. It'll happen.
Okay. All I'm getting is farts right now.
I'm getting you out of this fuck room.
Do a cartwheel onto a dick. Not mine, Bane's.
Do a cartwheel.
How awesome would that be? I could see the painting of it.
I can use some crazy moves, but I've never.
You're a gymnast and he's a dick harder.
I'm a contortionist. I can,
My bed code is 4501.
What's your bed code?
4501.
So everyone knows your gate code and your bed code.
Exactly.
All right. So all the hot girls, everyone who heard that, if you're really hot and you're in the area, come over. Really.
Why do you have a lazy threesome?
I want to see some beautiful girls come in here and do something interesting.
Well, what are you going to do to them? Interesting.
We need to go to Pump Town.
What I'd love to see.
Yeah, Pump Town. I forgot about Pump Town.
What's Pump Town?
It's gross.
Let's play a song.
Is that a strip club?
Yeah, and like the girls put their own quarter in and shit.
It's pretty bad.
Their own quarter into what?
To the jukebox to play the song.
Oh, that sounds awesome. What?
Natalie, you want to plug your movie?
16.
Wait, which one? The one that your music's in, Chad?
The one you're in as well.
What song? Do you remember what CKY song was?
Well, we have a couple in right now. We have
a couple?
Yeah. A couple little clips.
Natalie's here today. Natalie did a movie called Crossbearer, which is a horror movie about what?
It's part of a double feature. This one is about a religious serial killer.
With a hammer.
Aren't they all? Pretty much. It's a hammer killer.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I'm the main victim. And then the other side of the double feature is a supernatural horror movie where I kill everyone and fuck everyone in the movie.
Is that when you kill...
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good...
So you're not in a fuck rut.
Yeah.
Well, it was all simulated. I even had stunt boobs in that movie.
Are you in a simulated fuck rut?
What's wrong with your real boobs?
Well, this chick's boobs are... I'll show you. Her boobs are beautiful. They're really nice boobs, so I'd like to take credit for them.
All right.
Yeah. Did you say you wouldn't do nudity?
Stunt cock?
Novak got a stunt cock.
Yeah.
He was getting blown by his child.
Stunt boobs, stunt cock.
Yeah, there's stunt boobs in the. If you want to see my stunt boobs, I'll show you.
I guess he was on too many pills or something. He couldn't come, so he had a stunt cock. Come right in this ghost.
It might also be that there's hot lights and cameras on you, right?
Remember when the Warner Brothers was doing Where the Fuck Is Santa, and I got jerked off on the fucking deck when there was like 18 billion Warner Brothers films? Remember that, dude? This story is brilliant. You should tell it's really that good.
Put music on so I can pee, for God's sake.
We'll come back.
Well, we only have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, we're done.
Really? For the whole evening?
So now you can pee.
Well, you never know, but for right now, we're going to finish the show up.
Till next time, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to talk so much.
Track 16.
We're going to leave you with our heart.
Iggy Pop.
All right. Iggy Pop. Oh,
what Iggy track?
Skull Ray.
Iggy,
No, the song is actually called
Iggy Got in Bed with Bam and Novak.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Everybody
we fucked him in the bed.
I wish that he was here.
He laid naked with you dudes.
I know.
Hey, Novak, would Iggy do a double-ended dildo with you?
No. Probably not.
No?
No, if Lou Reed or David Bowie were here.
Anybody want to do a double-ended dildo? The lead singer in Excess would do it.
Michael Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins, he would fucking double dick anything.
Hutchins. Hutchins. Michael Hutchins.
It's kind of like your shark to my minnow.
Chad, do you ever I've your iPad phone?
Maybe. What track of this Iggy do you want to play?
16. Four. I already said it.
I was going to say it wasn't loading.
I'm gonna pee. God,
let's do it.
You're allowed to do it. He's
pee in Bane's mouth. He loves golden showers.
I don't want to pee in anybody's
He loves
mouth.
Golden showers.
All right, Radio really? Bane.
Come here, fuck rat.
Mum's the word. Radio 52. Tune in or turn golden out, golden bitch.
Do you actually say goodbye?
Songs I sing, how cool is anything? Good sex, good shit, good sleep, I'm spying. That check was pretty big, I'll spend it pretty quick. My body's pretty shot, I'm dying. Every day's a duel with a fool and the blood of the fool. Every night is a he on you and the blood of the fool.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.